Story 25. What will be, will be. A long time ago, in the north of China, there lived an old man. He raised the finest horses in all the land. His family was happy, and he was rich in friends, too. One night, the man's prized horse, a big black stallion, disappeared. The old man was sad, as it was the finest in his possession. Friends from all over the district came to say how sorry they were. The old man said only, "What will be," and he went on with his work. Months later, the villagers saw the black stallion coming home, leading two beautiful white horses. The village raised a cheer, happy for the return of the old man's horse and the addition of two more. The old farmer thanked them for their happiness and said quietly for all to hear, "What will be," and he went back to his work. The old man's only son loved horses, so it was natural for the old man to give his son the black stallion. The old man began to teach his son to ride. Unfortunately, on his first lesson, the boy fell from the horse and broke his leg. The boy could not walk. No one knew if he would ever walk again. Everyone was saddened and came to tell the old man how sad they were. The old man just looked at them and said, "What will be," and he turned to his work. In a few weeks, angry tribes from the far north invaded the land. The king sent his emissaries to enlist one male child from each family to fight against the invaders. When they arrived at the old man's village, they took one son from each home. At the home of the old man, they found the crippled boy, the only son. Since he was not fit for fighting, they did not take him and left the village. As he watched the soldiers marching away over the dusty plains, the old man whispered to himself, "What will be, will be," and he went on with his work.